This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, including the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. Thank you for all that you do. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is that you're doing, everybody, we thank you for a job well done and for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And a special shout out to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department and all those deputies that stopped by yesterday to have lunch with the captain. We appreciated seeing you. You're all about what this community is about, and we got your six, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the law enforcement officers here in the area. All righty. Colonel Jim Warshick is with us. Now, Colonel Jim is a retired United States Air Force officer, and also, sir, you serve as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, correct?
That's correct, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
We are absolutely ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible
with
liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, after what happened yesterday down in Mexico with the Mormons that were living in Mexico, the breakaway from the Church of the Latter-day Saints, living down there, a couple hundred or so, we understand, in a compound there, to go to a wedding, three women and six children killed, gunned down, car set on fire. Unbelievable, unbelievable set of circumstance for women and children. And maybe a couple survived, one little one and one not so little. I understand there's a girl that's missing, too. I mean, everybody wants to go down there and just bomb the hell out of these drug cartel facilities.
Yeah, that's the normal reaction when a situation this horrific occurs. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you the current president of the United States is talking very toughly with the president of Mexico, because the Mexican government, and when I say the Mexican government, as corrupt as it is,
yep,
the president of Mexico understands, holy crap, this just happened. How do I fix this? What do I do? This got his attention, and he knows he's dealing with Donald Trump, and it's going to be serious, and he had better start doing something. And so
yeah,
the first effort is Trump saying to another country, what are you going to do about it? We just lost a bunch of our people to a corrupt organization, the drug cartels in your country. If you don't do something about it, we're going to do something about it. Now, right off the cuff, I don't expect to see F-15s and F-16s and everything go flying into Mexico and start bombing towns where the cartels are. I'm not sure we will do that, but we will be working using our intelligence to identify and tell the Mexicans, here's where they are. You need to take them out. Now, he might make a threat that we'll do it if you don't do it, but then overlay the map of Turkey and Syria and watch, okay, if Americans go into and do the same thing there. I don't know that it would come to that, but it's going to be interesting to see the Mexican response in the next day or so.
Yeah, and I think there will be some sort of response, as limited as it might be. But, again, I've had people say, well, do we have troops there now? Do we have forces there now? Well, I got to qualify that. I'm sure the DEA is around down there.
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know that we have military per se. I do know that right along the river, we've had some excursions or whatever you want to call it, where they've gone after the Border Patrol, and we've had some of our military forces that have intertwined to help in the situation down there a couple times.
This will help, and I don't, and for the first and foremost, the president is not going to use this to exploit anything politically, but it's going to send a message to Americans. So we're going to allow these cartels to do this. If the borders are open, what's to stop them from coming into our country doing that? What's to stop them from getting a foothold in our country and doing this in our country? Stuff like this happens in a lot of countries around the world, and Americans get killed because of the lawlessness and inability of a given country to control what's going on in its country. We should be able to control what goes on in our country when it comes to this kind of stuff. Well, unless there's a border wall, this is going to happen eventually in the United States, and that's what the president will use to bolster this. The other thing is, when you overlay the Syria and Turkey situation, you know, we talked about, you know, the certain Kurdish group were Marxist followers. Well, we have a number of groups called MS-13 and Antifa in our country who are insurgent groups.
Yep.
And why are we not doing anything about them? Certainly rolling up MS-13 because they're criminal and they're gang-related nature. It's the same thing. Just because it's in the United States doesn't make them insurgent groups. So we have to look at all this together. MS-13 is heavily involved in drugs as well. So, you know, this is all part of what the president is trying to control and stop in this country.
Yep, and we're going to take a break. And by the way, we also have got reports and have had for years of Hezbollah operating in Mexico. So how about that? And they work with the bad guys down there, too. They're pretty nasty. All right, the Colonel will be right back. We'll talk some politics. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got a brand new location at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, North Tampa. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura are both there at that location, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. I will be there on Veterans Day, Monday the 11th. We'll be there, and we invite all the veterans to come. We'll have some food. We'll have a good time. There'll be some music going on. Be able to take a test drive in one of those beautiful vehicles they got there. And if you're interested in buying a vehicle, remember, if you are a veteran, and this is 24/7, 365, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active retired, and their 911 dispatchers too, get a military discount saving you thousands of dollars on a new or used vehicle. And there's no better program for those who serve. It's called You Serve, You Save, 24/7, 365. So if you're interested in a vehicle, that's the day you want to stop by. Now, I personally will be at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura on 11001 North Florida Avenue on Veterans Day. But they've also got their great dealerships at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, US 19 in Crystal River. You can find out more by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. And the other day, I went up to Newport Richey to shake the hand of a brand-new owner up there of a Murano, just like what I'm driving. And they wanted a vehicle like what I got because I've been getting 30 miles to the gallon with it without having much trouble at all. Now, I get a little bit less than that in the city, but overall, 30 miles to the gallon is what it's been getting. Okay, back to Colonel Jim Warshak, who happens to be retired United States Air Force, as well as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, in politics, we want to talk a little bit about what transpired last night in Kentucky. There's a lot of people going, oh, my God, they lost. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, the president got his butt handed to him. Well, not so fast, because here's what actually happened in Kentucky, and they're not going to tell you about it unless you do a little research. They have got the first attorney general
that's a Republican, in 70 years in Kentucky, just got elected last night. By the way, he also happens to be a black. And the first Secretary of State, who happens to be a Republican, was elected last night. How about that?
Yeah, and the other indicator in that poll is that the outgoing governor, I guess we can call him now, wasn't doing very well. He wasn't going to win. It was the reason that President Trump came in to help him. I don't know if I could say much to his chagrin, but he went in to help him.
Yeah.
And he pulled him up to almost even, just
yep.
about. Whether they go back and do a recall and recount on this, we'll have to see. But this was an indictment against the governor because he was not so good a governor, not an indictment against President Trump. And one of the Democrat advisors and types of people, Doug Schoen, who everybody knows, pretty popular guy.
Sure, he's been on my
on
show.
Fox News last night said exactly what I just said, that this had nothing to do with Trump. It had everything to do with the governor and how he governed. And so the Democrats will know that. The media will spin it the other way, as you said, as it is doom and gloom for the president. But that's not really the case.
Now, they're not going to tell you about Mississippi, where the Republicans just absolutely took complete control of everything again down there. The lieutenant governor, Republican lieutenant governor, became the governor, Republican governor now, beating the Democrats soundly. And, of course, no surprise in Virginia. Everybody knew that Virginia was going more and more blue, and they did. And no surprise in New Jersey, because New Jersey is just one of those states where they're getting to be like New York. They're taxing themselves into oblivion.
Yeah, that was anticipated, both those elections. We talked about during the break that the president didn't go to Virginia. That's true because there was nothing to go to Virginia before because it wasn't going to help. We'll see what happens in 2020. There may be some key areas where he may go for some, congressional members and other officials that he wants to get in. But, Virginia has been going blue for some time now, mainly the outlying counties around Washington, D.C.
Now, K.T. McFarland, who used to be on television all the time before she wound up getting an appointment with Donald Trump's administration and wound up going into the NSC, I believe, with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. I believe she was the deputy under him. She came out yesterday and had quite a bit to say about the Flynn situation, and that it all bears a lot on the reinvestigation as to where we go with this. And again, I saw Sidney Powell come on television late last night with one of the Fox people. I don't know if it was Shannon Bream or the other one, Laura Ingram, but came on and talked again about some disclosure that they had just gotten, and it had to do with the wording of some of the paperwork against the general, and it was wrong. It was wrong, and somebody's name was on one paper, and it was supposed to be on another paper, so that technically made whatever those reports were, and I called them 302s, I think, null and void. Plus, one of the 302s has actually disappeared, and they believe it's been destroyed.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. This was a lot of people who were involved in leftover from the Obama administration within the FBI and Justice Department, and I firmly believe that Barr and company have a handle on that and are aware of that. I saw K.T. McFarland, her and I are old friends. I used to do a radio show with her on WMAL in D.C.
Baltimore.
About this kind of stuff.
Yep, Baltimore.
She's close to Flynn, and she's exactly right. This is all what Sidney Powell is doing, and she's calling out the Justice Department, even though it's Barr's Justice Department, and the FBI, saying, okay, there's been some wrongdoing here. The 302s, which are the investigative forms that the FBI agents use when they're investigating and talking and questioning somebody, those were changed. The names were wrong on them. There's every indication here to throw out excuse me, Mike Flynn's investigation and everything, because it's all under false pretenses, and they talk all about, you know, evidence that proves that he's not guilty. Well, this is the evidence, the exculpatory evidence that would show him to be innocent, because it's, there's fraud involved, there's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, people like McCabe and Strzok and Page and all these people who were involved to set up Flynn to make it look like he was lying. And that's, I think that's eventually going to get undone, and Judge Sullivan, who is hearing this case, may very well throw this out in the coming months.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm speaking, folks, to Colonel Jim Warshuk, U.S. Air Force retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Now, the other thing is ABC got caught with their hands in a cookie jar. Project Veritas has once again exposed ABC News and their network of allegedly taking the Epstein inquiry and burying that because they had information that had linked the Clintons and this, that, and the other, and it would have brought them back into the news, and they chose to ignore it rather than put it out there.
Well, of course, ABC News, like the rest of the mainstream media, is going to do whatever it can to protect Bill and Hillary Clinton, and they got, as you said, their hands caught in the cookie jar. Now, this will be out there to be further exposed, and, you know, we'll see where this leads. There's some other people named in it as well. I think the British royal family had a few members involved with Epstein. So, you know, this will resurface. A lot of people were concerned after he supposedly committed suicide that he's no longer here. There's no sense going into this, but there's a lot of people who need to be exposed for their involvement, and we'll see where this leads.
Yeah, by the way, we've only got about 30 seconds here. The president's approval rating is inching upward in some polls that just came out.
Yeah, we've seen 59%,
yep.
And another poll we saw where 62% of Americans say whatever the president does is not going to change their mind at this point in time. They're happy with what he's doing. They're very satisfied. So that's a big plus for the president, and it sends a message, and the Democrats know it.
Yeah, ABC News has an internal poll they're not telling anybody about that has the Democrats voting in it that shows Trump up by double digits.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's right there. And by the way, it's on Salem News, SRN News, if you want to go look at it. All right, Colonel, we'll talk to you next week, and I'll see you again real soon.
All right, take care, man.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshuk, and I'll see him, I believe, the 15th down in Sarasota. He's coming down for the Lincoln Day dinner down there. And then I'll see him at his Lincoln Day dinner on the 23rd up here. So there you go. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback, coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, won't testify in the impeachment inquiry as requested. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is now saying he told a Ukrainian official that American military aid would probably be held up unless Ukraine announced a corruption probe. Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think this is a sham process. I think the substance is not worthy of an impeachment discussion. Read the phone call for yourself. I don't care what anybody else says about the phone call. The phone call I made up my own mind is fine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Unlike just about everything else that comes to the Senate, the Majority Leader doesn't have much ball control here. If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Listening, or your husband, Don, up there, listening to us in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning today. And thank you very much for tuning in. And guys and gals, you stay low up there. All right, well, to my Charlotte, Manatee, Sarasota County friends, this message is for you. Do you need a new pair of glasses? How about if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? If you're tired of the big box store approach to your eyes, want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then I want you to check out my friend Diana Reason at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, she's located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give her a call, too, 941-444-7984. Her name is Diana Reason. She's a licensed optician. She'll take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you've got from the big box stores. Just bring in a copy of the ad. Show it to her. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why everybody gets a discount on their eyeglasses there. Veteran or first responder. Now, stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-444-7984. Tell her the captain sent you. And they are the place that takes care of my eyes and my eyeglasses. That's where I got my last pair. And I'll tell you what, I'm very happy. Did a very good job. And she's just such a great little person. And again, I like doing business where There's veterans there, and it definitely saves you a bunch of money. And let's see, Christine is chiming in, George is chiming in, Veritas is coming out with another one today. Okay, Project Veritas is going to come out with another revealing thing today. Okay, George, thanks. We'll wait to see what that is. And Christine, who used to live in Virginia, she's saying, whatever happened to the guy who was raided in the middle of the night with all the military outside, and they took a bunch of his papers? Did he get out of jail? I can't remember his name. I don't know, Christine. I'm not sure who you're talking about, but I'm not sure who it is you're mentioning there. If you remember the name, let me know, because I don't. It doesn't ring a bell. The military guy got raided in the middle of the night. I don't know what you're thinking about there. All right, let's see. Okay, now, by the way, I'm getting another report here. I've got an affiliate up there in Kentucky, and I've been getting some news stories during the course of the night from them. And this, apparently, what they can do, what the governor can do up there, the Republican governor, Mr. Bevin, he can ask for a review of certain counties where he believes there may be some irregularities. Now, they're talking about some voter harvesting going on up there in some counties. And if that's the case and they've got enough proof to prove that, then obviously they can make some changes there. Trump lawyer. Okay. Again, I'm not sure, Christine, who you're talking about. But anyway, the people up there in Kentucky are also letting me know that if he wants to have a recount, he has to petition the court. He has to challenge the court, and it's up to a judge to decide whether or not they need to go back in and count all the votes. Four-tenths of a vote, four-tenths of a percentage point, rather, I think I would have an official recount. I think that's what I would ask for. If it were me, it's just me talking. Okay. poor Christine, she can't remember the name. I can't either. I don't know who you're talking about, so you got me. you talking about Roger Stone, Christine? He was, he's on trial right now. He's actually on trial. So I'm trying to, she's having a conversation with me about this thing she's asking me here. But anyway, because she was concerned about Virginia. And by the way, Al, thank you very much, and I'm glad to hear about your boy coming back in the military. He's in the reserve, and he's making $16 an hour right now doing what he's doing. All right, Al, that's good. That's really good. I'm glad to hear that. So congratulations to him, and tell him I said hello. Scott James, too, by the way, for those of you that can't wait to hear about his situation, it looks like as if that's going to go to a runoff. He will be running against somebody else. I believe he said it's the former fire chief for the mayor's position. Okay. So, he said he'd know more about noon today. So there you go. And that's what's going on up there in Valdosta. So we got all that information for you. All right. Now let's drift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Picasso.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and make sure you didn't forget about tomorrow, Thursday night, Palladium, St. Pete.
No, I've already talked about it several times.
Yeah, I know. We just got to keep mentioning it and hope I'm going to go down and check it out. Listen, I got a question for Chris, the watchdog.
Yeah, but he's already left the premises, but what is it?
Yeah, but, when you're thinking about it, it seems like there's a lot of, what do I want to call, people on the streets protesting financial situations, Lebanon, Chile, Venezuela, Brexit, so forth, another four or five locations. I wondered what he thought about the global financial situation and strength of other countries outside the United States and what effect it might have on us in the future.
We have to ask him tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't think of that till after he got on the air, and then I didn't want to call, but I'd be real curious what his perspective of is the global financial situation.
All right, well, I'll write it down, and I'll ask him in the morning.
Yeah, don't forget, tomorrow night.
I know all about it. I'll be there.
Let's see you.
They're running the ads on my commercials. A lot of my local time is running those ads, and you're right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a full house.
I know we got a big crowd coming. That's all I can say. I'm not going to say how much, but I know it's a big crowd coming.
Look forward to it.
All right, see you later.
All right.
All right, thanks. And Picasso, just for the heck of it, I've already talked about this several times. We're going to be at the Palladium Thursday night. I will be there. I'll have a roll up on stage. You'll see me. It'll be very easy to spot. I'll have my red, white, and blue flag shirt on with my veterans cap. And Bill Bunkley will be there. The whole team from Salem Media will be there. We'll have national hosts that you hear in the daytime. Hugh Hewitt, who comes on right after me on the Salem Radio Network. You'll hear Mike Gallagher, who's broadcast from here, right out back, about 30 feet away from where I'm at right now. Dennis Prager will actually be sitting in the chair that I'm sitting in tomorrow doing his show. He'll be in my studio. And if you call him up, just go, how do you like the captain's studio? Just throw that in there and see what he says. They're going to give you an honest look at the issues we face in the country, you know, all the different things that are going on. And it's gotten a lot more interesting with what took place in Mexico. A lot of people are calling for, you know, let's get the Air Force in the air, go down there and bomb the hell out of these drug cartel places. But you can't do that without the permission of the country that you're going to go in. But we're going to give them a chance to do something. And if they don't, then it looks like we're going to do something. But we'll see. And nobody would find any fault with the president after we lost 9 people, 3 women and 6 children. How unmerciful was that? By the way, I will be tomorrow lunchtime, have lunch for the captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there. Mixon Fruit Farm is located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Now, I'll be there from noon to 1:30. It's going to be another great series of lunches. We'll be there for the first Thursday of every month, and it runs through May. So we look forward to seeing a number of you there. There's going to be a good crowd there. We've already got several tables set aside so that we can sit there pretty much all in one big group. So there you go. And don't forget their menu. Bring an appetite, because I'm telling you, the sandwiches that they have there and the soups and the salads and all that sort of stuff, it's a meal all by itself. You can splurge, or you can crimp, whichever you want to do, whatever you want to do. And by the way, I plan on having Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich tomorrow for lunch. It's really, really, really good. And just to give you an idea, they got a lot of other things down there, too, that are just as good. So I will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to get into the beach and boating forecast before we start talking about some other stuff here. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with a lot more in store. One more segment before we hang it up for the day.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my buddy Wayne Allyn Root will be around Friday morning with us on the program. He'll be on the first two segments. And, of course, Wayne and I have been talking on the radio for going on about 20 years right now. I knew him back when, and I mean I remember when, with him, and he does too for that matter. We've both grown together. He's got the number one watch show on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. He's got Bill O'Reilly on there two or three times a week, and that helps when you got him on there too. Alrighty, but he'll be on Friday morning. Now, let's get started with the beach and boating forecast. Here we go. Alrighty, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be a breezy day today. Yeah, I do mean breezy. It'll start out with winds about 8 to 10 miles an hour. They'll be out of the northeast, and the winds will remain out of the northeast the rest of the day. And this afternoon, they'll go anywhere from about 15 to 20 miles an hour, depending on where you're at. We will have a moderate chop on the seas, 2 to 3 feet with the waves. We had our low tide at 2:19 a.m. Our high tide's coming around at 7:31 a.m. And the Gulf and Bay water temperature are both at 80 degrees. Now remember, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now we have the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay franchise in my backyard. It is the largest franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Organization franchises. We have 430 boats there. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country, and believe it or not, some of you listening to me right now who might not realize that, there's a Freedom Boat Club location right in your backyard. So look it up in the phone book, see if you don't, in fact, find one. 185 locations across the country. Might be one where you're listening to me right now. They've also got three in Canada and two in France. And, yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports. Two more are coming fairly soon. There's a rumor that they're going to add Gainesville. Go Gators to the mix. And, boy, if they do, wouldn't that be something? Go up there, go to a ball game, and maybe it's a day game, and after the game's over, you go hop on a boat and go for a little boat ride. How about that? So here's the deal right now, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay. Everybody that joins now gets a $1,000 membership fee discount. But if you're also active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, that's a big deal. And all you'll have to pay after that is what's due on the one-time membership fee. And then you'll get a bill each month for the use of the service. So your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. And all you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, I've got some letters to the editor here, and I've been sitting on them. I should have read them the other day, but I didn't. But I want to read them now because they're pertinent to what's going on with the situation. I got one from Reno, Nevada, from Doug. Doug says, Captain, since you say the same things I do about the world as I would, I don't have to write letters to the editor anymore. I can just listen to you, and you're telling me what I've already thought. Well, thanks there, Doug. I appreciate that. And here's one from John in Burnsville, Minnesota, up there in Minnesota land. He says, hello, brothers and sisters. The rumbling has become deafening. The protesters in Minneapolis could have triggered it. Fortunately, there were none in Dallas despite the veiled threats to the president by the progressives and rhinos. Be prepared, stockpile supplies, and vigilant. Those unprepared will suffer and beg, demand. Not all our neighbors share our opinions. We cannot allow ourselves to succumb to a life and let live attitude because the enemy will live and let us die. Live free or die. Death is not the worst of evils. Blessings and stay safe, John. Okay, John, thank you very much. And then we got another John. This is John R. He's in Albany, New York. He says, when you have people with no moral compass, almost any evil is possible. What we're seeing now is another revolution, such as we saw in Germany as Adolf set the stage for twisting the German Constitution so that the National Socialists, Nazis, could take over the country. Antifa's conduct is that of Hitler's brown shirts that we in which we live through, truly nothing new under the sun. Okay, and then here's the last one for this for today. This is from Pat in San Antonio. And Pat says, Captain, thanks for a great show. When President Trump wins, and he will, again, the left essentially will go absolutely crazy insane. Let us truly hope President Trump has in place a plan to and senseless insanity. Oh, to end senseless insanity quickly, showing by real intense examples, which happens to the crazies that seek to hurt, not kill, others that they've lost elections due to their chosen ones being obviously not fit to run this country, in my opinion. If the Demos, that's what she calls the Democrats, if the Demos selection win, though, we probably will believe they cheated us, as we know they practice criminally sought tools to keep power, so this too could get ugly. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst is all we can hope for. Prayers for Trump 2020 and containment from any evil that ensues. Well, that's very good there, Pat. Thank you very much for those comments. That's very good. And see, this is the deal. People get it. People get it. They're on page number one, and they're watching what's going on. And again, as I've told you, the people that are paying attention to this know that we've got to get it right. Now, they're going to spin all day long. You're going to hear them spinning Kentucky. Oh, the governor lost. Oh, Donald Trump lost. Oh, this, oh, that. But here's what happened that you're not going to hear about that I'm going to tell you again right now. For the first time in 70 years in Kentucky, they elected a Republican attorney general who happens to be black. And for the first time, they elected a secretary of state in Kentucky who happens to be a Republican. That's not happened before. So those are two monumental accomplishments. Now, this attorney general who ran for governor, the Democrat who got elected, I believe, if I got this correct, his father was a governor, so he had name recognition. He was really not all that unpopular there. Bevin had burnt all his bridges because he had gotten off to kind of a rough start, and he had to do a lot of things that weren't easy, and the people didn't like him. He had a negative approval rating. Certainly wasn't as popular as he should have been. The president showed up and did bring him up to where the match was pretty much even. Steven, right now he is losing by about four tenths of a percentage point, less than 1 point. And if he does what we think he's going to do, they're going to be canvassing some of the areas where they think that there might have been some voter harvesting. And then if he really wants to throw it all in and go to do whatever, which I would if it were me, 5,000 votes is 5,000 votes, I would have it challenged. I would definitely go to the court, which is what they have to do in Kentucky, and see if the judge would agree with you. And then I'm not sure how that works. I think you have to pay for the recount. I think that's the way it works, but we'll see. So there you go. Now, one last little thing before we turn off the lights and shut the door. Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. My good friends down there, who I hope I see Dominic when we have lunch with the captain on Thursday at Mixon Farms. Or Kevin, if you want to come around. Or Jill, if you want to come around. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers you installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. It's all part of what they do. They service what they sell. And they'll come to you. They'll come take a look at what you need. They'll do all the measurements, this, that, and the other, and fix you up with whatever it is that you have to have. So stop by the store. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. See Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it out there. It's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. Or give him a call at 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment, and always remember to tell him the captain sent you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. All righty. Going to be out and about today. I got to go downtown to St. Pete a little bit later and scout out my parking spot for Thursday. Otherwise, I'll have to walk quite a ways, I understand. I don't want to do that. So you guys have a great day there. Remember, it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Catwoman and Road Dog, drive safe. James, you too. See you tonight, everybody. God bless America. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.